Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Nikhil Agarwal, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Direct tax collections at Rs. 9.45 lakh crore exceeds revised FY21 estimates. Macrotech developers IPO sails through. Subscribe 3x so far. Fitch says second wave heightens risks for banks. India's retail inflation likely rose in March. Oil prices dip on mixed supply and demand outlook. Now let us take a quick glance at what happened on the Dalal Street today. Domestic indices fell on Friday but fared pretty well against other Asian markets that fell up to 1.5% for the day. It was financial institutions and index heavyweights that weighed heavy on the key benchmark indices in an otherwise strong day for the broader market. Sensex dropped 145 points to end below 49,600. Nifty edged 0.3% lower below the 14,850 mark. Select PSU bank stocks such as Bank of Maharashtra and Bank of India gained up to 20% on reports the government may soon come up with a privatization roadmap. Sensex stocks such as Bajaj Finance, Ultratech Cement, NTPC and Axis Bank fell 2-3%. ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank and Reliance Industries declined over 1% each. We have Paras Bothra of Ashika Stockbroking with us to share his views on the market. Welcome to the show, sir. Earnings season will kickstart next week with a slew of IT earnings. What are your expectations from the IT biggies?
We think that the fourth quarter will be equally good for IT companies as it was witnessed in third quarter. Management commentary of the business outlook remains buoyant. Order pipelines and new announcement during the quarter further gives the visibility on drive of digitization by corporations world across. We remain optimistic on the IT sector in terms of growth and hope the sector would continue to deliver healthy profitability for a couple of more years.
Do you think the market is largely factoring in the March quarter earnings rebound? Do you see scope of surprises?
Markets generally tend to lag behind the earning growth in early stage of a recovery cycle. So is the case for this time as well. Generally, once the growth trend settles, then the analysts and investors get a handle on the growth trajectory of companies. Market will look beyond March quarter, which otherwise is expected to be resilient. It will start looking for FY22 and then gradually start discounting FY23 in the middle of fiscal FY22. The business outlook seems to be improving with some hiccups in the interim with COVID cases rising. With vaccination drive and no national lockdown, companies will reasonably ride the upcycle in the economy and the business.
We also caught up with Mr. Nilesh Jain of Centrum Broking to decode the technical charts for you. Welcome to the show, Mr. Jain. What are the daily and weekly charts suggesting for Nifty?
So if you look at the Nifty index, which is hovering near its 50-day moving average on the daily time frame, which is placed at 14,800 levels. So on Friday also we saw Nifty somehow reclaim those levels and shown smart recovery from the lower levels as well. Overall, on the daily time frame, it looks like Nifty has formed a sort of a doji candlestick formation on a daily time frame. Whereas on the weekly chart, it has formed a dragonfly doji candlestick pattern. So both the candles are indicating some sort of a reversal, and in the coming week, we can expect some sort of a positive momentum in the Nifty index. Because till the time Nifty doesn't break below 14,800, we can expect a pullback towards 14,900 to 15,000. The broader range for the Nifty index looking at the derivative data is indicating of 14,600 to 15,000. And both Nifty daily time frame and the weekly time frame indicating a pullback in the coming week.
Have Nifty Bank's technical readings weakened?
So, if you look at the Bank Nifty on the other hand, it is continuing its underperformance for the second consecutive week. And it underperformed the most, in fact, in this week. And the structure is not looking that great. It has broken its crucial support of 32,800. Now, the next immediate support for the Bank Nifty is placed at 32,000, which is again a psychological support zone. If Bank Nifty manages to defend those levels, then we can expect a strong pullback in the coming week. Although the structure has not yet reversed, we still need a confirmation on the Bank Nifty front. Till the time we don't get confirmation, one should definitely refrain from creating any sort of aggressive longs in the Bank Nifty. The immediate hurdle for the Bank Nifty is placed at 33,000.
Asian markets settled up to 1.5% lower for the day European markets were trading mixed in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were hinting at a flat to positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.